Let's bring in the man who's got a nice New Year's Eve planned for this year. That is our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Very quiet one. How about you?
Going to be a quiet New Year's Eve. I do expect to, this will be one of the first years I won't get back up and call all my kids. I'll send them a text before I go to bed, wishing them a happy new year. Because I'm afraid that I'll jinx the year by doing it if I wait up till midnight. I'm going to change what I normally do. And hopefully the year will change.
Well, you could hope for that. Yeah, I'm just, I'm going over to my friend's house, the one that just moved in. And that's it. I think he invited our other two friends, but I don't think they're coming. So it's going to be real quiet. And right now the weather's quiet. Sunny to partly cloudy, but windy. 35 to 40 today. 5 to 10 above tonight. Clear sky, calm winds. Sunny tomorrow, 40. Now for Thursday, we get a little light rain. But then some sunshine comes back in the afternoon. Just a front going by Thursday. So not much rain at all. 45 to 50. But then on Friday, a more potent storm goes up through the Great Lakes, gives us cloudy and windy weather with a wintry mix arriving. In the mid-30s, that should change to rain Friday night and lingering rain Saturday with highs in the 40s. So I'm sure a lot of people will not be traveling on New Year's Day. So I don't think the weather's going to be that big of a problem.
No, we don't have to worry about the revelers in Times Square either.
No. So it really should not be that much of a problem.
Even though I think people will show up in Times Square. I really do.
They're going to have that all, cautioned off.
Yes, yeah. This is 2020, Pat. This is 2020. Do you think, with all the people that are anti-mask, do you think that they're not going to show up, some of these people?
Oh, no, I think they will. It's a shame.
The police will have their hands full.
Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean, they've been advertising it enough. And, one thing, New Yorkers have really been on top of their game, really, since March. We have done very well. I know there's an uptick now, but we've really done well, under the leadership of our governor. He's also very, very impressed. And, he's, like he said yesterday, there is an uptick, and they don't think it's in any way, shape, or form related to Christmas. It's a little too soon. I think the reason why numbers are going up is because more and more people are being tested. What's your conclusion?
The numbers are going to go up, and they're going to keep going up until the vaccine comes in. You've got 300 million people that live in this country, and it appears that 150 million of them just don't believe in wearing masks or social distancing. So, I think the numbers go up. Not, I don't think it's because of testing. I really don't. I think that if you didn't test, you'd have the same thing. It would be more surprising. The great thing about the testing is they can look for hot spots as they break out. That's but testing is only good for a day. I mean, you take your test. Oh,
right.
I'm COVID free. Well, the next day, guess what? You can catch it. I mean, it's just so. I don't think it's testing. I just think that people are wary, and they're getting together. They're doing things that they shouldn't do if they want to stop the spread of the virus. But and people, it's not like years ago where people don't trust the government now. A lot of people just don't trust the government, and it wasn't like that during the great when polio outbreak and the flu pandemic that happened. People listened to the government back then. They had faith in their government. A lot of people just don't, and that's a big disrupting factor. Jim Hutchinson was watching this morning. He works for Sharon Hospital, New Vance Health, and I asked him how he was doing, if he got his vaccination, and indeed he did. He got it last week because he's a frontline worker, and he had absolutely no complications at all from it. None. Now, they're saying that some people, when they get the vaccination, it's like if whenever I get a flu shot or a pneumonia shot. My arm hurts. Some people aren't even reporting that happens. Other people are reporting that their arm hurts or else that they've got slight symptoms the next day. But but everybody and there are a few who have adverse reactions like there is with every vaccination. So I know when it comes around, I'm going to take it when it's my chance. I know I'm going to get the vaccination. So,
and I will too. And remain there for 30 minutes so that if you do have any kind of a reaction, they could immediately give you medicine for that.
Well, that's one of the reasons. I always used to give blood at blood drives before all these diseases came out because you always sat for 10 minutes and they gave you something to eat and drink.
That's why you said, huh?
So I would go and donate blood, and then I'd get something to eat and drink, sit there for a few minutes, and not have to buy lunch that day.
You are too much. You are too much. Well, you know, however it works, the quicker the better.
Now, with this weather on Sunday, is there going to be another storm coming next week that might be the rain, sleet, or snow?
Well, I could tell you that there may be a sneaky one Sunday night, Monday. I don't think we're going to get much out of it, but I think that's a sneaky one. And then, believe it or not, you have to wait until sometime late next week to get another system coming in here, and it looks to me like it's going to be rain.
All right. So the winter of 2020 is starting out like the rest of the year. It's unpredictable.
Right. Exactly. Yep. What's the story with these stimulus checks? Are we getting? Did the Senate vote yet? No.
Yeah. No. Here's, somebody said to me yesterday. So what are you going to do with your $2,000? So I looked at them. So I said, if the Senate, the Congress has approved it, I'll be the first to admit I was wrong. I don't think the Senate will go along with that. As a matter of fact, I don't think the Republicans in the Senate will go along with the congressional override of the veto of the Defense Protection Act. I just think the Republican Senate, they worry about Donald Trump running people against them in their next election and in primaries, and I just don't think they'll budge. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. A $2,000 stimulus check would be much better than the economy and for people than a $600 one. But I was mentioning earlier this morning, I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch. I did this once as a young adult. I did something that was financial, and I did it thinking that, oh, wow, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Well, the thing that was going to be great never happened, and it never happened, and so I was left holding the bag. I was actually left holding the bag. So
that's too bad.
All right.
That is really too bad. But in the meantime,
to end this year, by the way,
right?
My cousin Lee David passed away day before yesterday. Here's a guy that was diagnosed 10 years ago with stage 4 prostate cancer.
And he survived that long?
They gave him 6 months to live. And he lived 10 years. And I was speaking with his wife yesterday. And he did all sorts of things to live the last 10 years. He traveled. The first 5 years, they traveled the world. He bought himself a brand new Corvette 3 years ago. You know, he was living life to the fullest to get the most out of it. But she said the last 2 years were just simply horrible, absolutely horrible. So he's at rest now. He's at peace. It's been a long year. Been a very long, strange year.
It's been a long year, but yet it has moved quickly.
Not quick enough.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, here we are, you know. We have that. Did you see the full moon this morning?
Yeah. I can't miss it. I could have turned my headlights off.
Right. That was called a cold moon. And on target with the calendar, because look at the weather. Definitely getting cold today and tonight. So the good old cold full moon. And you know what I always tell you, be careful around the full moon. There's always a storm 2 days before or after.
And it looks like it's going to hold true again.
Yep.
But 5 to 10 tomorrow morning, huh?
Yeah, 5 to 10. You got it.
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I've been adapting to liking cold weather more than snow, but I might change my mind tomorrow morning.
You could. Knowing you could, yeah.
I will change my mind probably tomorrow morning.
You will change your mind.
And okay. I'll curse. I'll get up saying, damn, that Pat Pagano, he was right. All right, Pat. I guess I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cold, freezing.
Yep. It is cold now. Bundle up, folks. But at least off, son. And I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.